Good morning, everybody. Today is Sunday morning, and till this day right now, my brother's podcast is, I don't know what happened to him. He got himself canceled. It was like, it's obsolete. I think I see his channel, but he can't do nothing with it. So, what are you going to do? He may send a report for it. I don't remember anything crazy he would write on there to get him in trouble, but terrifying notice. That boy is gone. Can't even make podcasts anymore. I mean, I don't know how much of following he had on his, you know, on the new Spotify one, but it's gone. No reports, no, doesn't that give you a heads up what he did? He's done. Done, son. But, what are you gonna do? Yeah, but, back at it again. I haven't made one for a while, so I'm just gonna do my thing. Just a recap on everything. Big Beefin hasn't made an episode yet for a minute. We haven't had a chance. He's been busy with all, you know, six kids and all. The adventures they have. He did go to, had a vacation. It's not, it wasn't recent, but he had one. He went to Ireland for a while, and he had fun. They were drinking every day, which, you know, but he had a good time. Crazy, because Elon Musk has they're cyber trucks. They've been on the thing for a while. Now they're popping up everywhere. I haven't saw one at Walmart. I know someone took a picture of one the other day on the road, but this is literally on the highway. I mean, on the grocery store. You think, you know, you afford one at, you know, one of those trucks, you go to a different store, but I guess he has to penny pinch his way in there, because the truck, I try to remember with all the, like, the bells and whistles, it's like 100K, so, yeah, gotta afford it somehow. Today is Sunday, I get paid Monday. I gotta cap off my gas again, so I might be heading to, you start to find out what gas places are good. And mine is, Sam's Club, yeah. And, I get my gas over there, knock it out, and there you go. You'd be surprised how much a few cents saved you. Then you can buy other stuff, other junk you don't need. But my roommate's birthday should be coming up. I think she has her birthday on the 16th, so not too shabby. Let's see how she. My roommate and his mom were having a little spat for a little while. Finally, it ended yesterday. I think no matter what, if you have roommates, you're gonna have a little disagreement, even if it is your mom. It's just gonna happen. I was just like, what's going on? I try to stay away from it. There's always something going on. Finally, I was like, I'm going to my room. I think it got to the part I was like in my, like, what was I doing? I was just chilling in my room, just doing my thing, and I'd be hearing them talking about for like 2 days in a row. They were talking about, are you gonna block me? No. Don't need to unblock you. Something, it started out with something stupid. You know how it is. But other than that, Southeast and Third, Aaron made an episode. A little update, not too much. He's been busy. He's been schooling boy. I think he was talking about like this foundation he's part of. He's like the president of it, but. There's people that volunteered but don't show up. It's crazy. It just happens. And of course, you know, he was talking about if you involve money and food or something like that, people show up. I was like, yep, that's how it is. Especially when I went to Navarro College, the only time people show up, like, even, like, people want free food, especially in college because they don't have food. There's like, there was like a church thing. We had to go to this church thing. They had food, and they go over there and they go up there, you hear a speech, and you eat food. I only went there one time. I was just like, man, the people are literally pretending to be Christian or whatever it was just to get free food. I was like, man, that's horrible. And one guy was like, I'm glad certain people come over here. He was trying to say African-American guys, but these guys were from Africa. Well, Africa, the motherland. And I'm not saying they showed up just for food, but they more start showing up. A guy told me, he's like, yeah, man, it's bullcrap. They have to get more food because more people start showing up. I was like, I wonder why. I was like, holy crap. But my man, a lot of light got in my eye. And there was another foundation that did free food, but that's just tell you, the college, they had food, but not enough food. People were still hungry. It's like they were giving like certain servings over there, and I'm like, man, what's going on? But I don't know. That's back in Navarro days. That was like when I was like around 19 or 20, I think, doing that bull crap. I think John went to school for a while, hopefully Aaron's numbers, they can go up. It's like a they're not making money. You don't have to pay dues. And I think Aaron mentioned he puts his money in there. I was like, well, that's what happened. I noticed some of the stuff Aaron does, he flips the bill sometimes. And that's kind of it's a good and bad thing, because it ends up you filling it in your pocket. It's noticeable. You're like, man, it's like, what happened to, oh yeah, I paid for stuff so someone could be happy. That's like, I guess that's like marriage. John's good boy John. I seen him flip the bill like one time, like, because he was like, well, my wife wanted this, I gotta do it, or something with a credit card, he had to flip the bill. I was like, oh, John. But I noticed that when people do that, it's like the repercussions are just on them, and the people that they're like, oh, I'll be there, and they never show up. I was like, wow. I've seen it a few times. And, what's wrong with that car? It's blinking. But, it happens. I guess that's why a lot of foundations have to do dues, because if you're paying for something, you have to go to it. Well, you don't have to, but you need to go to it, because you're like, oh, I paid it, I better go. But that's also like a, not equivalent to it, but like a gym. You pay for it, but some people that pay for gym memberships, they still don't go. So, you know, it's a thing, guys. Hopefully people start showing up, because I think that he was talking about last time what other thing that got going on? A track thing and something else going on, he told me. Oh, but we see what happens. Oh, crap. I'm sorry. Man, I'm tired. I'm a little late today because I waited too long. I got my food, I got my lunch, and I got other stuff ready to go, but I still took my sweet ass time. And because of that, I left at something 40 and not 30. And like John, you leave at a certain time. Guess what? You're going to be a little behind. At least this week, I didn't have... I think I got a little OT, so I'm all right. Plus, I caught up on a day. I went to Easter Sunday. hung out, ate a little bad, and hopefully my blood work's okay, because I know the blood work does it for like 30 days, but hopefully the 2 days I was bad, it was like, but I do cheat a little bit sometimes, so hopefully I'm not freaking destroyed at all. Like, I ate healthy, but part of it's like, it's part of it's healthy, part of it's not. Like, it's like burgers, just without the bread. You're just using cheese and onion. And just make your patties like that. Then there's my steak I had. I was like, oh, I don't want this to go bad, so I ate my steak. And at least I'm not like there's some guys like, oh, I lost a lot of weight, or this was sugar free, I deserve a slice of cake. I was like, no, that's bad. Now you ruined your whole day of that. Your blood sugar is trying to get back now. I think pretty much I'm by myself today, so we're gonna see what happens. I know last Sunday I was at one of my bosses wasn't here. I wasn't here last 2 days, so it might be busy. Usually it's like 2 days and it's a busy weekend, it might be a bad day today. We're gonna see what happens. I know it's Sunday. I think it's a half day for my boss lady. Well, not, whatever. But anything happened, my mom's doing good. Sales were doing, I think they did pretty decent. I think I made, that one last week, I made like $20. And I think the only thing, I'm kind of not, my mom has this shop. It literally opens at 8 o'clock or 7. But she doesn't get there till like 10 or 11. I'm like, that's like 3 or 4 hours of they could be making money. And they're not there. But I understand there's early birds, but holy crap. I was like, I know one guy wanted to buy this stereo thing, and it's on a fixed, someone, older guys and girls, they have fixed incomes. They only can buy certain things. And, holy moly, it's like, come on, man, this is a, but I don't know, there's a, they gotta be wise with their money, so, what are you gonna do? It's just how it is. Some people know how to use their money, some people don't. And, I think some people try to base it on how much income comes in, all that jazz, but I'm just like, man, you just gotta be careful, eat smarter, use your gas better, you can, I don't know, I there's a lot of stuff that needs, I'm not good with my money either. I do my best. I know I'm like paying on something right now, that would take a minute, but I don't know. We see how it goes, guys. It's I know what month was it? I was getting OT like crazy. It was like something was going on. I was getting money. I was supposed to do that money, and of course it went to bills and crap. Am I close yet? But I think that might be the end of the day. Not too much to go on. I think that's it. Well, y'all have a good day and a good morning.